Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the Manchester Evening News, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer insists a new Manchester United contract is not his priority at the moment as he approaches the halfway stage of his existing 3-year deal. Solskjaer was appointed permanently in March 2019. He's approaching a season and a half into a 3-year contract he was given. Talk of a new deal, though, is not something the Norwegians entertain at the moment. He spoke to the Manchester Evening News to insist that it's just business as a team and as a club, and he hasn't got any plans to sit down with the hierarchy at this current stage. Elsewhere, then, into the news, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said his Manchester United team have made maximum use of the extra preparation time ahead of Sunday's trip to Southampton. By the time the match kicks off at 2 o'clock, almost 5 days will have elapsed since the Champions League win over Istanbul at Başakşehir. A significant amount of time between games, especially in the most congested of campaigns. Solskjaer insists his team are happy with it and are hoping to take full advantage on the south coast. Into transfer speculation, and Manchester United look to improve their defence by reports claiming they could line up a shock move for Leicester's Johnny Evans. He's out of contract at the end of the season, could be available on the cheap in January, with Leicester trying to cash in on as much as they can. Evans, of course, was a former Manchester United player. He played for United between 2006 and 2015, winning 3 Premier League titles under the management of Sir Alex Ferguson. And in terms of team news against Southampton, United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has hinted that it's very unlikely that either Paul Pogba or Scott McTominay will be available. Luke Shaw is still out, but Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Marcus Rashford and Victor Lindelof should all be fit to feature. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.